The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Just got a neighborhood alert, Joe. Is this your cat? So what's going on in my neighborhood?
The only reason to get a neighborhood alert over a cat is if Salem the cat from the show Sabrina the Teenage Witch showed up at your door.
A magic cat.
Yeah. Yes. Like, this cat's talking on my doorstep.
About a talking cat. B-Maz and Beamer on WBEN. Hope everyone's having a great day. Joe, tell me what you think about this.
All right.
I'm going to run for president.
You're not old enough yet.
This is going to be, you know, one day, this is going to be the platform. It's going to be nothing else except for this. You ready?
I'm ready.
We are going to, for once and for all.
Or for four years.
No, I'll sign a thing.
Executive order?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they won't take this away.
All right.
We are going to determine for once and for all, and we're going to put an end to this, what the color of the flag is.
Red, white, and blue?
Joe. No.
No.
Yeah, red, white, and blue, it's not descriptive enough. Is the color of the flag a bright royal blue, white, and red? Or is it navy blue, white, and a darker shade of red?
Yeah, I mean, for people...
Which is it?
Well, for people like me, colorblind, I don't know.
So I would not get your vote.
I mean, you
don't
care. If you run for president, you get my vote, obviously. But
it's the only thing I'm going to do for 4 years.
You want everything to be uniform when it comes to the American flag.
I'm going to sign this. We're going to draft the order. I'll sign it. See ya. I'll be at Camp David. See in 48 or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not against a uniform American flag, but
you know, these are the kind of things I forget. It's like asking you about ice cream too. It's just like it slips my mind all the time.
Yeah,
that
I'm lame.
You can't see these colors because
did you see an American flag that was just?
It bugs me because what happens is like I have an American flag that'll fly outside my house sometimes. And it's right now it's a navy blue, dark red stripe. You know, it's a nice looking flag.
It's got some room to fade though.
Yeah. In my garage hanging up is the American flag, bright blue background to the stars. And it's a much brighter flag that's hanging up in the garage. They're two different. It's not the same thing. Like what are the national colors?
Yeah,
can we make it? And I see different colored flags being flown everywhere. I started thinking about this because I saw they're going to do an international hockey thing. And I saw the USA jersey was a dark navy blue with like a darker red. I'm thinking like, oh, yeah, so all right. But is that, you know, sometimes I'll see it and it's a bright blue. And which is it?
Which would you prefer?
I feel like we have to make a decision. I don't know.
What looks better for you?
I like the bright colors.
Okay.
But if I'm really thinking about it, if we had the navy blue, if we had the darker color scheme, I think that's a little more unique. Like France is red, white, and blue. Now their soccer team also wears a dark blue. Well, sometimes dark blue jerseys. Anyways, but they are definitely red, white, and blue, traditional. That's not a navy flag. The French flag.
Okay.
I feel like a lot of red, white, and blue countries are like the bright colors. Like we could set ourselves apart a little bit by going with the Navy.
Right. I have no comment on this. That's the problem.
I know. That's a problem. Oh, well.
I'm sorry.
I was just wondering if it would be a successful national platform to run on.
I'm sure. I'm
like,
sure
aren't
a lot
you
of people...
sick of seeing all the flags being different colors?
But if I'm not mistaken, I mean, the USA jersey over time has been different shades of blue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cut it out. We had to figure out one. Somebody on the text board says royal blue, Mr. OCD. It needs to be royal blue. I mean, come on. I would just like, you can go to buy a flag and you'll see both side by side.
Yeah.
I feel like that shouldn't be the case.
No, I would like a little consistency when it comes to the American colors. I mean, we're consistent with the Bills colors, except for that, right? Except for that span in the 2000s.
You try, think of how protective brands are of their colors.
Yeah.
Like, you try and put, the Bills in a different shade of, we did try and put the Bills in a different shade of blue.
They didn't go to the
playoffs. Everyone hated it. Yeah. You try and, like, change Pepsi's, shade of red, white, and blue. It doesn't fly.
No.
They won't do it. They'll take that down. They'll say, hey, you can't sell Pepsi here if you're going to do us dirty like that. Has to be this.
We should be strict about America.
Yes, as a country, you were just kind of very relaxed about it all.
Yeah, I'm for that.
I would like a little resolution here.
I think that goes with American pride. Consistency when it comes to, showing, especially when we're showing our colors overseas.
Yeah.
Right? We want to be consistent.
I just think, we're naming all these colors are.
You want flags? Well, flags are.
Flags are.
Yeah.
Color flags are.
I have a feeling that if there's a colors are, that Doge will determine that that's a waste
of
government money.
It's a waste of government money. Well, don't pay them. Come on. How hard can it be? 803-0930. Glenn in Depew, you're on WBEN. Glenn, good morning.
Good morning. I was just going to suggest that there's a song by the Grateful Dead called Standing on the Moon. And it described the colors of the flag as crimson, white, and indigo.
Oh. Okay. So that should be it? We'll just go with what Jerry said?
Well, yeah. What would Jerry do?
Hey, all right.
if he was alive.
There we go. Hey, Glenn, thanks for the call. That's one way to decide it.
Yeah.
What would Jerry do? Right?
I'm not against it.
You're against most things, Grateful Dead.
I'm against almost everything Grateful Dead, but if this helps us get a determination on the flag, don't get me started on the Grateful Dead. I don't want to be mean to our caller. Because, if I wanted to go to sleep, I'd listen to the Grateful Dead.
Oh, yeah, Joe. All right, Joe. Okay. Anyways,
If I wanted to go to sleep, I'd listen to that Jason Kelsey Christmas song.
Did you listen to the whole thing?
Yeah, it's awful.
It is?
Yeah. And no offense to Stevie Nicks. But I love Stevie Nicks. The song... not so good.
Well, no offense to any of them. It's hard to make a good Christmas song.
No, I love Christmas music.
I think it's hard to make a good Christmas song to most people.
Yeah. Mariah Carey's got two, and they're both
We've heard enough. Like, we've tapped our limit on Christmas.
Oh, I don't think that's true.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
We have one...
It's still the most popular albums that sell today are Christmas albums.
Really?
Yeah. Because no one buys albums anymore.
Yeah. It's the only reason why.
They'll buy Christmas albums.
I would check that. I want a fact check right there. You excited for Sunday, Joe?
I'm excited for Sunday. I can't wait. I'm off Monday, so it's not like it's the end of the weekend for me. I'm excited for this game. I've been trying all day, all week, to come up with a regular season game that had the hype, not just the hype around Buffalo, but the national hype that this game has. I mean, you cannot run away from this game. Heck, they were talking about it on Fox News. You can't get away from the Bills-Chiefs game. I cannot wait for kickoff.
Yeah, I'm feeling the same way. I'm ready to go. I have not been all week, and I refuse to be one of these people who... it goes with what I've said for a few years now.
Yeah.
Like, I don't take any of this for granted. After the drought and the years of miserable football, I don't take any of this for granted. So you will not find me saying, we got to beat them in the playoffs. This game matters. This game matters 100%.
I'm not saying that. I understand that point of view, though. I do understand we got to beat them in the playoffs, which you made a great point. Maybe we don't.
I don't care if we ever. I don't care if we never play in the playoffs again.
I understand people thinking that. I understand people saying that. But right now, this is the game in front of us, the Bills, not us, the Bills, and they're undefeated at home, and they could hand the Chiefs their first loss of the season. That's the game I care about right now. And with all the hype and all the focus on Buffalo, it would be the biggest win of the season. I mean, the Bills really, in those games against teams with decent records, have struggled at times this season. You look at the Ravens game and the Texans game. It would be a great momentum and going forward in the season and heading toward the playoffs to have that win over Kansas City. I can't wait for it. I cannot wait to see this team on the field Sunday afternoon.
I would want to play them in the playoffs. Wouldn't you prefer to play the Chiefs in the playoffs over the Ravens?
Yes.
Isn't that a wild thing to say?
Yeah. No,
they beat us three times in a row in the playoffs, and I'm like, yeah, give me that team.
Yeah, because I'm focusing on this year, basing on the team from this year. Yeah,
I would just rather have it. But no, it's I don't need to do it in January. Maybe I need to beat the Texans and the Ravens in January.
If I'm correct, Josh Allen doesn't lose to the same team twice in a year.
Is that true? Did we not lose to the Jets?
Not twice in a year.
Twice. No.
Not in the same season.
He wasn't beaten by the Patriots twice. His first year, I feel like he was.
Did he start both games against the Patriots in his first year?
That I can't. Yeah. Or not his first year, his second year. Don't think we beat the Patriots that year. Could be wrong. I know we lost at least one of them. It was a Saturday night game. But
yeah, you might be right. All right. Well, I'll throw that stat out the window. I'm still sticking by my Christmas album stat.
Yeah. One of them's got to stick. But no, I am enjoying the hype around Buffalo and Kansas City.
It's a regular season game with a playoff feel.
Yeah, it does have that. The pregame show coming out, like all that kind of stuff. Do you treat it any differently? 803-0930, you can all weigh in here on WBEN. Somebody's saying it does matter, the big game this weekend does matter. I think it matters a lot to keep them from being undefeated.
Yes.
I love that they're coming in undefeated. When would you start to really think about it? So they're 9-0. I mean, for me, like this would be, if I'm a Chiefs fan, this would be the game where it's the tipping point. You go, all right, now double-digit wins, and you beat the Bills.
You got 7 to go.
And, you know, that's the hardest team left on your schedule. Not to say that the rest of your schedule is easy, but that would be, you know, the theoretical hardest team. You've now hit double digits. I would start thinking about undefeated.
Yeah, you got the Bills in Buffalo, and then after this, you got the Panthers, the Raiders. Yeah, I mean, this is the game. You're right.
Cupcake, right? I mean, like, you go through it.
You go 10 wins. They got the momentum. I'm not just saying this because we're Bills fans. It is the most difficult place they will play in. They play in Pittsburgh on Christmas. So
yeah, they might. You know, we'll see what happens to Pittsburgh this week against Baltimore. Right.
10 wins, 7 left. If I'm a Chiefs fan and they win this weekend, that's on the mind.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, so to take that away from them.
Oh, let's go.
That would be nice.
Send them into a tailspin and they lose to the Panthers next week.
Yeah. Or do you want them undefeated?
No.
You don't want them undefeated?
I don't want to hear about that. No. I'm sick of hearing about the Chiefs.
You don't think they're like due for one? If we catch them, they're undefeated heading into the playoffs and they have to play us?
No.
Don't think about that at all?
No. I think about right now and let's get that win. And then, you know, say they lose another one, and now we got the tiebreaker.
Yeah. No, I'm all for what you're saying, too. And
man, they do have a freaking...
It's pretty easy, right?
Easy schedule. I mean, so do the Bills, but they have a pretty easy schedule.
We don't. What are you talking about with us?
Remaining?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
We do not have an easy schedule. You got the Niners, the Rams are not bad, and then the Lions. We have to play in the next five weeks.
Yeah, you're right.
The two best teams in the league and the Niners who lost the Super Bowl in overtime.
The last three games of the season are pretty easy.
What, Patriots and Jets?
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of weird. We don't play the Patriots until week 16?
Yeah, twice in 3 weeks.
Oh. That's a nice little playoff preseason.
Yeah.
No offense to the Patriots.
Two games at home. Two of the three at home. Come on.
That's that would be a pretty nice little.
This is a great stretch, preseason. By the way. This is a great stretch. You got the Bills, Chiefs, tons of attention, 425. The national game. Every CBS will have this game on. CBS blocked this from going tonight. So this is a huge game. Then you got the bye week. Then you got the Niners on Sunday Night Football. I mean, back-to-back spotlight games in Orchard Park.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah, that's a home game, too. That's a big one, too. Thanksgiving weekend, Sunday night. I know some Niners fans coming in for that one. Oh. It's going to be a fun couple of weeks here.
Yeah.
What are we doing with the attention? How do you best show off? What are we doing to put our best foot forward here?
Well, it will. I mean, We're going to light up downtown, right? Downtown, by the way, looked great on ESPN Plus last night. I did want to give a shout out. The flyover, or the drone or whatever they had going on downtown, it looked really nice when they were coming back from break. So you want downtown to look good for when the sun sets. And I don't know. We don't have to be jumping through tables in front of the CBS crew.
Mm. I mean, someone's going to.
I know.
For the camera.
I mean, CBS will probably want that.
Yeah.
So I guess that's how we're showing off.
They're going to bait us.
Oh.
And we're going to take the table? Yeah, we're going to take the bait. Dave in Tampa, you're on WBEN. Dave, good morning.
Morning, guys. I'll tell you something. This is a big game, obviously, the biggest game of the year. In my opinion, this is the Bills Super Bowl game this year. Not that I want them to go to the real Super Bowl. I do. But I just think if they can knock Kansas City out of the unbeaten ranks and send them home with their tails between their legs, this makes Buffalo's season, regardless of what happens the rest of the year. Now, like I said, of course you want them to go to the Super Bowl, yes. And do they want to meet Kansas City on the way to the Super Bowl? Again, sure, why not? Let's knock them off twice. But in my opinion, this is the game of the year. And yesterday I happened to be in Siesta Key visiting a friend, and we went to a bar, and it wasn't a Bills bar, but the guy had a big sign on the top of the bar, Buffalo beats Kansas City. And I said to the guy, that's awesome. And I was wearing my Bills Mafia shirt, and all everybody did was say, yo, go Buffalo, go Buffalo. That's how big this game is. It's unbelievable. Hey. And go ahead. I'm sorry.
I love it. I love to see the Bills love all the way down there.
I actually loved it. I mean, they were screaming at me, go Bills, go Bills, go Bills. And you know, it's not a notice for being a Buffalo Bills bar. It's just a bar. And it was awesome. It made me feel good. It really did.
No, that's great stuff. Hey, Dave, thanks for the listen. Thanks for the call. It's the biggest game of the season. I still think, and we are into this. Do you fall into this too? I try to enjoy it. I try to enjoy every game. I mean, there still is that air of it's about what you do in the playoffs.
Yep.
So.
I hate that I've become that person because I hated other teams. That's what we heard from the Patriots for over a decade, and I hated
this
that.
That's exactly what I was going to say. This is what it feels like to be one of those Patriots fans from 10 years ago.
It's like, I don't want to downplay this weekend, right? This weekend is a huge game, and it would be a great accomplishment for the Bills to give the Chiefs their first loss, to go to 9-2, on the path to clinch the division very early. But in the back of my mind, I'm like, okay, what are we doing in January? What are we going to be doing the second weekend of January? Because the Bills are that team. The Bills are one of the top teams in the NFL. And yes, it matters what you do in the regular season because you got to get there. But this team is playing better than the team last year played. And I can't help but think, is that going to continue into January? I hope it does. But again, I don't want to take anything away from Sunday at 4:25.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, B-Maz and Beamer, we're here with you until about 10 o'clock here on WBEN.
Welcome back, B-Maz and Beamer, here on News Radio 930 WBEN. A Friday, and there it is, the Friday. Even at the holiday time, that is the go-to Friday song, in my opinion, Brian. Return of the Mac. Even maybe you put some jingle bells in the background and make it all festive.
You need a festive remix?
AI, you can do just about anything these days. You got the free preview of an app where you just give the app an idea of a song, and it will come up with the song like in 10 minutes.
I don't like that.
Like, I put a song for my son to go to bed to, and it put up lyrics with my son's name in it and everything. Maybe I shouldn't have given that information to the AI, but
Joe, let me tell you about Privacy Pro.
Yeah, I know.
You might need after doing that.
I might need to sign up. But no. Anyway, exciting weekend. We talked about the Bills game, and I think the biggest regular season game to be played at Highmark Stadium. If you wanna know my opinion, but again, that's judging from the late '90s to now.
Is it?
I've been trying to rack my brain about
that Bills-Steelers game to get into the playoffs. Was that a home game?
No.
It wasn't?
No, because I remember them playing that song they always play when they came back from commercial on NBC.
Okay, I thought that was on AstroTurf.
Oh, you mean, I thought you meant the game when we clinched to play the Texans.
Oh,
you
no, mean no. That was a huge regular season game.
You mean the Drew Bledsoe game.
Yes.
Against the third team in the snow. You are absolutely correct. I have been corrected.
I mean, that was to get into the playoffs.
You're right.
That's up there.
I try to forget about that game, Brian, because of the disappointing ending. But you're right. That was probably the biggest regular season game during the drought.
What about Doug Flutie week 4 or week 7 against Jacksonville?
For you, that was a big game because you always bring it up.
Jacksonville was like,
yeah,
they were good.
Were they undefeated?
They might have been. We ruined their undefeated season.
That doesn't rank with this game, in my opinion.
No?
My favorite
game of all time.
The 0-4 was huge. You're right. That was for the play. That would have been the first time in 5 years the Bills made the playoffs. And they could not beat a very winnable, beatable Pittsburgh Steelers backups.
And that was a huge game. The Pittsburgh game, that was a big one. But that was on the road.
At Heinz Field, yep.
But I think it was on the road to the Patriots game we were just talking about. They ended up losing the year they made the playoffs, lost in Houston. I think it was a Saturday night. I'm pretty sure that was in New England. It was definitely in New England that night that we came close and, you know, we were starting to really feel good about the team. And just couldn't get it done against the Patriots. Like, that would have been a big, because the Patriots were still, they still had Brady. They were still kind of the Chiefs, you know, back then. But I think you're onto something there. I'm trying to look up some of the, stats coming in because I did see something, but you can never trust what you see online.
No, you can't.
The total touchdown stat. Do you know what I'm talking about here? Josh Allen and Jim Kelly. That he might be just a few away from passing Jim Kelly all time. Well, total touchdowns.
He tied a record last week, didn't he? For rushing touchdowns. I might have seen that wrong. At this point in his career,
he's getting up there. He's getting up there with.
He tied OJ with something.
That might have been rushing touchdowns.
Yeah, I forgot what the stat was.
I remember they said that because they did not say OJ was on the screen. They did not say OJ on the broadcast.
Ah, okay.
And I was wondering, I wonder if that's, this is what I'm looking about. And Sports Illustrated has this. So are they still?
They're around. I know that.
Yeah, are they still? So last week. How many total touchdowns did Josh Allen have last week? He had the rushing touchdown, but he didn't throw for any, right? So he is assuming he only had one.
Yeah.
He would just be 3 away from passing Jim Kelly for the most total touchdowns that would be running it in and throwing it in Bills team history. 244 is the mark for Jim Kelly. And Allen was at 241 before last week. I think he's at 242 right now.
So that could be clinched this week?
He has. He's tied with OJ for the second most rushing touchdowns in Bills history. And he's second all-time rushing touchdowns by a quarterback to Cam Newton. He is second to Thurman Thomas as the franchise leader in rushing touchdowns. Thurman Thomas has 65. Allen has 57 rushing touchdowns.
You're right.
So.
He had zero passing. Why did I think?
They're all handoffs.
Yeah.
So he's 3 away from being. Who's the better quarterback? Is it time to have this discussion? Or are we.
I don't think we're there yet.
Not there yet?
I mean, I think it's Josh Allen, but no offense. It's just different.
Who do you think will be, all time remembered as the greatest Bills quarterback?
Josh Allen.
You think?
Yes. Does he have to get to a Super Bowl?
Yes.
Okay.
right? At least one. You have to win one or get to two before you have the discussion.
I mean, Jim Kelly was clutch in the playoffs. And no offense to Josh Allen, but the last two seasons he's had that drop-off game.
I mean, the numbers will eclipse. I mean, look, he's going to have more rushing touchdowns than Thurman Thomas by the end of the career.
Exactly.
He's going to have more total touchdowns than Jim Kelly maybe by the end of this week.
Yeah.
He'll be up there as number one in, like, all the category lists. I think to people, though, you got to win one and you're there, period. You got to at least make it to two and have all those
records
if you want to be in the discussion.
You got to have a banner.
Yeah. We're not raising a banner at the new stadium for getting to the Super Bowl, are we?
Yeah, I guarantee it.
No, you can't do that.
We're going to have room for banners now. What do you think is going to go on the roof?
Well, it looks nice. It's steel.
Yeah.
I'm not going to cover it up with a banner.
We're hanging things from the overhang.
If we win the Super Bowl, you can hang a banner.
Okay.
Anything else? In football, you don't get it. Hockey? You win division, whatever, hang the banners.
Basketball, the in-season
tournament. Yeah, basketball. Like, you got a whole roof up there to do it. Football, I don't know.
Flags. That's what the Mets do. They have, you know, their banners are flags.
I could see that. Yeah. I don't mind a flag. Mark, you're on WBEN. Mark, good morning.
Morning, guys. I get upset when we start comparing records of, like, 20, 30 years ago because the training has gotten so much better. The medical has gotten so much better. You understand where I'm coming from?
I get you to an extent. But the record's still the record, though. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the record's still impressive on its own because you were competing against players who were all on that level playing field, right? Like, it's... What?
You know, back in the day, you might have had a little extra help that you're not getting now.
You don't think you're getting extra help now?
They're testing for it now.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And that's it. All through the history of the sports, you know, you go back to OJ, what would have happened with him if he had the training that he could get nowadays and the medical? Would he have had a longer season and more records? So I think they're all okay, but I just think it's wrong to compare it all the time.
Hey, Mark, thanks for the call.
I mean, they are playing more games. So there is more time to get those records. I mean,
that's a very good point.
Yeah.
You know, you got another game in the season, maybe another one added to that soon. So that's a big part of it. But you got to go with what it's. I think about this with hockey all the time. Like, if you put Sidney Crosby, you know, as he is right now, with everything that he does to himself right now, and like plopped him in, you know, 85 as his rookie year or something like that, or maybe 80, whatever. You had him play alongside Gretzky, and he'd be the greatest player ever, hands down.
Yeah.
Like, easily. But that's not how it worked. He played in the modern age with, like, other players who are doing the same thing, and Gretzky played in his age with players who were doing similar things. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's...
Yeah.
You can't make the argument in reverse, like, oh, well, if OJ was doing all the things that... you know, whoever now was doing, well, then he'd be, well, yeah, but then you'd have to assume that all the other players on the field would be doing the same thing.
Exactly.
And it would all kind of even out at the end.
Right, because if it was just him, if he got in the DeLorean and went back in time with all the, that would never happen.
It would be great.
Yeah.
And you know, vice versa. You took OJ from back then, you put him in now, like, how good would he be?
Right.
I don't know an answer to that. And I think about that in hockey all the time. Like, you put Gretzky in the game now.
He's not Wayne Gretzky?
I'd love to see it. You know, it's one of those things. Like, I'd love to see it, how it would stack up against today's player. I was just reading something. He would eat, like, a couple of hot dogs and a Coke before the game.
Does this, you know, now you hear about all these crazy diets that the athletes have.
Yeah.
But, like, you hear from athletes, like, yeah, I remember the late Joe Crozier telling me a story about a player that at intermission would have ginger ale and a cigarette.
Yeah. Oh, it's the old picture. And speaking of the Chiefs, who is that? Is it Len? Who is it?
The quarterback?
Yeah, smoking in the locker room.
Yeah, or was it the quarterback that looked
Len
like
Dawson.
He was 50, but he was 25?
No, he looked good. They all look good.
Yeah.
That's the other thing. They all look good. You watch, like, old hockey footage. They're not wearing their helmets. They got nice. Everyone's got a nice haircut.
They look 20 years older than what they are.
No.
Oh, but you watch some of these old.
They look sharp. They look like men, Joe.
They do, but they look older. Like someone in their 20s and the
they are older.
60s looked like they were like looked like a 40-year-old now.
They were older though. They were in like their 20s and 30s. Like now the kids are in their teens playing.
But, I mean, but when you were in your 20s, you looked like you were in your mid 40s.
Yeah, some people did. Others look good.
Yeah.
Stan Mikita.
Not everyone can age like me.
Jeez.
I got ID'd last week. I felt great.
Oh, isn't that the best?
Oh, it is.
When it happens?
Yeah.
It only happens after I get a haircut.
Oh, really?
So once it grows in, you see the grays, just not a chance. If I don't shave for, you know, like I am right now, oh, you know, not a chance I'm getting ID'd. I see all those grays.
I got ID'd in a college town. I was very happy. I was like, oh, thank you.
Yeah.
And they're probably just being nice.
Yeah, we do this to everybody. It's the law, sir.
Then my dad got ID'd. I go, oh, okay, never mind.
But no, I always love those, like, are, you know, what if you took this, you moved him there, like, how would he fare? I don't know. Like, it's tough to do the all things equal thing, comparing, you know, back then and now. Like, if Gretzky had to shoot against, you know, any one of these goalies now with all the equipment and how they play, they take up the whole net. You ever watch some of the old hockey highlights?
Oh, yeah. I watched some of the old hockey games when they played on the NHL Network.
If a goalie looked like, I mean, these goalies are, was it Gretzky's record-breaking goal that he scored in Buffalo that I'm thinking of, where would it have been like Don Edwards is literally tripping over himself as the puck goes in the net?
He's like every goal I've seen from the old days.
Yeah, they're all slipping backwards. They look like me, you know, on my first skate of the season. Just slipping backwards, making sure I know how to tuck my chin when I fall on my back the right way. Like, if a goalie did that now, you'd be pulled immediately from the game. All right, see you in Rochester tomorrow.
Yeah, trip it over yourself, get out of here.
Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, what would happen if they had to actually play against real players?
It's a good question.
You know, not guys with jobs in the offseason who ate a steak this morning and are drinking in the locker room in between periods.
That is amazing. Like what these players would have in the middle of a game, and then now it's like everyone has these strict diets. They're all given a dietitian, a nutritionist. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Pete Guelli yesterday, who's the COO of the Bills and Sabres, speaking at an event, and he was talking to reporters too. After he mentioned a couple of big events he wants to bring to Buffalo, the NFL Draft and the Winter Classic, both would be around the new stadium. What do you think?
And I know we've talked about this, and I'm in the minority, as usual. I would love one last Winter Classic at this stadium, the one where it started.
Yeah.
I think they should close. I think the Winter Classic should be one of the last events at the stadium.
I just don't think they do that.
They're not going to, but I think it would be cool. Like, one last hurrah at the place where it all started.
Like, or we could wait a year and have it here where you have all these luxury boxes we could sell for
one doesn't
way
mean
more money.
One doesn't mean you can't do the other.
I would love to see a Winter Classic. Do you have a favorite? You know, if you had to choose one, NFL Draft or the Winter Classic?
Oh. Well, even though we lost, I have very fond memories of the Winter Classic. I've never been to a draft, so I don't have what to consider or to compare. I'd love another Winter Classic.
I don't know what it is. I've been to the hockey draft a couple times, and you have a good time because you're around other hockey fans from
it's hyped up
around
and it falls apart quick.
Well, no, it's just fun to be around like other hockey fans, which is you don't get that a lot,
right?
Like you're around other football. Like everyone watches football,
yeah,
right? Like the novelty of like being around other. You know, fans of other teams or seeing a bunch of football jerseys. I don't like it's not really there for me.
Well, and the NHL draft, it's hardcore hockey fans.
Yeah.
NFL draft will just be the casual football fans you run into at Wegmans. No offense.
Well, and the way they do it now it's just anyone who wanders onto the into the area.
Yeah.
Do you have to have a ticket to go into some of these places where they do the draft?
Well, if I remember correctly, like the last one, you had the ticketed area and then you had the like TRL and Times Square area where you just walk up and you see the screen.
Okay. Because I'm like picturing they did it in Nashville down Broadway. I'm like, they didn't turn all of Broadway into a ticketed
event. No.
Event. There's got to be like some sort of cutoff there. I love the idea though of bringing
some of
these things. Yeah. To Buffalo and Western New York.
Yeah.
And I think they're doing a pretty decent job at the arena, trying to bring some events here, get some buzz, fix some things up, make things look a little bit different. And I think it's been notable what they've been doing downtown. So love to hear that talk.
We were talking about comparing the past to now. And tonight we'll get to see the past against now. the Mike Tyson Jake Paul fight.
That is true.
Are you excited at all for that? Like, is that something you'll flip on?
If I would be awake at that time, there's absolutely zero chance I'm staying awake to watch.
Yeah,
because it starts at 8. I mean, if the fight actually started at 8, I would watch it.
There's six fights. Three of them are title
matches.
Probably
be like 11 o'clock, midnight or so. Like, that's just how all these cards work. It's like UFC. Like, I love UFC. I love the events. Zero chance I'm staying up for a pay-per-view that starts at 10 o'clock in the... I'm well asleep.
Yeah.
Most times by then. I'm like everyone. I have a little bit of an interest. It strikes me as a little...
Weird?
It's just... I mean, the guy's 60 years old. You don't want to see anything really bad happen.
If he wins, say he lands a good punch.
Tyson?
Yeah. Is that the end of Jake Paul boxing? You lose to a 58-year-old? Or
I don't know enough about...
But it's Tyson.
I don't know enough about... No, it's not Tyson.
It technically is still Tyson.
I guess.
He slapped him last night.
Yeah, but Mike Tyson has not been Mike Tyson for 25 years.
That's true. I do want to say this. Regardless of what happens... His transformation back to in-shape Tyson, because remember, he was pretty heavy a few years ago. That right there should be applauded.
Yeah, sure. Does not mean you should be stepping into a boxing ring.
No, but he got himself back in great shape for his, not even just for his age, just in great shape. Like, great shape for anyone. And he probably won't win, but I think it's cool.
I guess.
Hey, how did you win that belt? Oh, I was the fight before the Tyson. Oh, yeah, I didn't turn it on until.
Boxing, it's just too convoluted for people to follow anymore. The fights are expensive. They're on at weird hours. There's money fights, and then there's title, and I have no idea what's what.
Well, that's the thing. Now you're putting the title fights with the money fight.
Yeah, but it's not, you know, you don't have Anthony Joshua opening up the show.
Right.
Like, you don't have any of these big names who, you know, the big heavyweights.
But isn't it amazing now, like, everything's a pay-per-view? This is on Netflix, but usually the big boxing matches, it's like you said, it's expensive. It's $85, $90 to buy the pay-per-view. And then you hear people back in the day talking about these big matches. You hear, oh, it was on NBC. You know what I mean? Like, these fights from back in the day, like in the 70s and 80s that you hear you see the video from, they were on network television. That's how popular it was.
That's why it was popular.
Yeah.
Right? And boxing was Lennox Lewis and Mike Tyson, and when you had, like, those heavyweights and Holyfield and, like, all that stuff, it was still, you'd see the highlights on SportsCenter or something like that. It was still popular, but I didn't know anyone who watched them.
That's true.
When growing up.
No.
Because it was on pay-per-view.
Right. I heard about them.
There's only so long you can do that, I think, before you end up, again, they still make a ton of money. Still watched by a lot of people, but you're never going to reach like that level of popularity.
In the height of it. The height of it with pay-per-views, you would go to ESPN to see who won, but ESPN couldn't show highlights from it for 24 hours.
Yeah.
So they would just talk about it with stills.
Yeah, there's a picture.
Yeah.
It's like the Olympics. All right, well, hoping for a big win on Sunday.
Yes, for sure. Don't miss Hardline. It's your political pregame. We'll have that at 10 a.m. live. And Howard Simon will join us at the end of Hardline. So it's your political pregame until 11:30, and then we'll get Howard to talk about it. Brian, I'm sorry. I know Hardline's politics. Too big of a game to go 2 hours without talking about. Sorry. So we're breaking format for the last half hour of Hardline. Do with it what you may. I'll talk to you on Sunday. Brian, I'm off on Monday. So you got Brian on Monday, and then back together on Tuesday. Have a great weekend. Go Bills.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.